And yes, you said our listeners have strong opinions about what's going on in Libya.
This is Tom from Boulder, Colorado. Right now, everything that we've seen from Gaddafi is that he is a madman that needs to be taken out of power. If the United States did not get involved, the whole world would be criticizing them for doing such a thing.
Okay, so Tom from Boulder, Colorado, squarely on the side of intervening in Libya.
My name is Wade Hannon. I live in Cherryville, Kansas. While Gaddafi and his government are obviously bloodthirsty folks who don't care about human life one iota, I am 100% opposed to U.S. intervention. It is dangerous and puts our citizens more at risk, and it further diminishes the stature of the United States.
Presumably, the Constitution authorizing Congress to be the only body that declares war wanted voices like that to be reflected in a decision to call for military action, and that voice is not
right. But has Congress kind of eschewed their responsibility on these matters? You might cynically say they have done that on purpose so that they don't have to be responsible if it turns out to be a mistake. They never took a vote, so they can't be blamed if it turns out to be wrong. And we are hearing a lot from our listeners.
Hi, this is Brandon, and I live in Enid, Oklahoma, and I think we should stay out of Libya and get out of Iraq right now.
Okay, and we also have people calling in from Maine.
I'm Larry Gray from Scarborough, Maine. It seems like America has never met a war it didn't like. And it is tragic because Gaddafi is a third-rate dictator with third-rate equipment. We don't need to be there. The rest of the countries in the coalition can handle this. Totally ridiculous. Obama has lost my confidence.
Give us your view. 8778, my take.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.